8:47, it's up to us adults to decide what to watch. There's a simple quote on quite a complex issue to take us into this week's quotes with Jim Bully, business and sports editor of the Korea Jungang Daily. Good morning.
Good morning.
So this was a 36-year-old businessman talking to Ajun News. Was that an anonymous businessman?
He was named, but I can't remember what the name was.
But not a sort of celebrity or anything.
It was just a word on the street kind of thing.
And it's in response to efforts to make it more difficult to access foreign pornographic and gambling websites.
Yeah, so the Korea Communications Commission has sort of once again cracked down and tried to tighten the regulations on accessing foreign pornographic and gambling sites, both of which are obviously illegal in Korea.
Yeah, I mean, so much to say on this. But frankly, they've not done a great job so far of preventing people from accessing the various sites that even if you, for example, search about North Korea, you will get a police message coming up, steering you away kind of thing. But it's not difficult to circumvent those regulations.
Well, no, I mean, according to the information that was released about this sort of upgrade to the system, before they did this, basically last week, all you had to do to access one of those banned websites was change the HTTP to HTTPS. And then it was a safer or like a more secure hyperlink, and it wasn't prevented by the former system.
Right.
That is the loophole they've closed, but that seems like a huge... I mean, that basically just seems like it makes the entire system useless.
It's amazing that it existed for so long.
Exactly.
But there are several other loopholes as well.
Yeah.
Again, I'm cautious about this because I don't want to go on air and give people some sort of... For anyone who's still not aware of that, I don't want to give some sort of handbook to how to access illegal material online. The fact is, so gambling is... You can't even enter a casino here unless it's in a very restricted, like, Gangwon land. So that's the country's stance on gambling. Pornography is such an unregulated industry. It's got connections to trafficking and all sorts of horrendous human violations. Even if you feel old, that there should be some form of adult material in that respect available online, clearly in that industry it's impossible to say where it's come from.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very dangerous industry. It is also worth mentioning that the KCC did stress that their emphasis with this action was on blocking illegal films and gambling and child pornography.
Absolutely. And let's say we could add a whole list of other horrendous materials that exist online.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, the petition on the Blue House website has appeared after this because a lot of people, currently 190,000 people, feel that this shouldn't be the government's business, blocking these websites. It's a form of censorship. I'll read from the petition. This could be the beginning of censorship. Said the petitioner, I think South Korea is following the footsteps of China's internet censorship. Now you came to block only illegal content websites and adult websites, but I would like to ask if you are sure that you won't block any other websites.
Well, it is important to keep an eye on that, but you've got to have some controls, don't you?
Yeah, I mean...
And who's going to control it, if not the government?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's true. I guess it's the extent of those that reach. You know, nobody is going to argue that blocking, you know, things like child pornography, obviously a government should be doing that, but the step further towards blocking regular pornography, a lot of people feel like that shouldn't be the government's business, like that's a nanny state gone too far.
Okay. I mean, let's say suddenly our convenience stores started stocking on their top shelves pornography.
Yeah.
And then let's say the government steps in and said, no, you can't do that. Would people then say, oh, that's inappropriate, you're controlling what can be sold freely in shops? What I'm trying to say is that I feel like the public at large give one rule of morality and regulation for the internet and another rule for our practical everyday lives.
Yeah, although that said, both in the UK when we were children and in Japan, they did have those arguments about convenience stores selling those kind of magazines, right? Mm. Those things did happen. And there were people who complained about it. Maybe not as many as would complain about the internet. I think it's true that people draw a different standard, but I think there would still be a lot of people who who would argue against that.
But even when you look at what would be available, I don't know so much about Japan, but in the UK, it's regulated. These are publishers. They are publishers that fall under guidelines. And if they started publishing questionable material that maybe, you know, wasn't just a model being paid legitimately for her work, but somebody who possibly had been trafficked and forced into it, then that would be a big problem.
You know,
and these images that are shared widely online, you know the situation as well as I do, I'm sure. You don't even have to be a consumer to be aware of it. You sometimes get hit with it inadvertently online.
Yeah, and in Korea, because those things are just black and white illegal and there's no regulation, that the sort of pornography industry has been incredibly exploitative. And of course, in Korea, we've got this huge problem with voyeuristic stuff as well.
Exactly. And that's part of the problem with online materials, that they are sometimes viewed as a slippery slope. Now, we don't have a psychologist in the studio to establish that, but intuitively, for certain individuals, it does make sense. Let's shift the focus, though, back to those people. I mean, there's a lot of people with concerns. Let's see what those concerns are. So under the previous administration, a lot of concerns about, say, blacklisting cultural figures. If you can have that kind of attitude, why not also block a few websites that aren't entirely positive about the government, for example? Is that the real fear?
I don't know if it's necessarily political, but there certainly will be people who think that. But I think it's just sort of a general, from the comments I've read, that it's just a slippery slope. You block some things, then who's to say that someone doesn't make a morality-based decision that something else is not okay, and something else is not okay. And then you have China-style censorship. Now, the KCC have said that the new method has nothing to do with communication or data eavesdropping, that the technology automatically checks for whether servers need to be banned, and it won't be in any way controlled by them.
Again, I find it's just too easy to raise the concerns with that argument. But one of the obvious ones is pornography is a specific category. It's not too much. Well, there's not too much of a debate to be had there. You could actually argue that sometimes even K-pop videos venture into the realm of soft pornography.
Well, and the government does argue that because they're often banned from major terrestrial TV channels, right?
But I think we can establish some clear lines that can't be crossed, can't we?
Yeah, I think we can. But for a lot of people, that doesn't seem to be the case. I agree with you that there is sort of a very clear line between pornography and, you know, slightly racy K-pop videos. And because they're banning one doesn't mean they're going to ban the other. But for a lot of internet users who, you're right, have lost trust in Korean governments, successive Korean governments, don't see it that way.
And if we are going to, in the name of freedom, allow a full-on free flow like you will get in other countries, does that harm society? Again, we don't have a social commentator, but do you sense that's a major concern?
Certainly, in the shape that the industry is in now, as we understand it, then that would be very, very dangerous. And it would take a huge amount of regulation and sort of inspection and stuff to make a safe pornography industry.
Yeah, well, we already have this problem with voyeurism, even with the current regulations. Would it help or greatly hinder that situation? We leave that as an open question up in the air for now, but certainly an interesting question,
yeah.
Jim Bulley. Good to have you here today.
Thank you.
This week's quotes with Jim Bulley, business and sports editor at the Korea Jeongang Daily. For most internet users, perhaps it is an academic question. For others, something that they're prepared to go to the front lines over. We also have a very interesting week ahead of us. And next week, as we build up to the inter-Korean summit, the US-North Korea summit, but also the inter-Korean implications of that, as well as many things going on in the Brexit world as well, a major step back. So world and Korea news collide. We'll be back Monday at 7:05. Your latest news headlines and Inside Korea with Yerika Park coming up next.